One.
Ah! Ah! Alfred! No! No! Leave me alone! Ah! Can you see him? Is he there? Wait a minute. You don't look 19th century. Oh, no! What's happened again? Oh, every time I run into you... Ah, it's my line.
Future clad folk.
Oh, no! Oh, it's happened again! Oh, every time I run into you strangely clad future folk who always think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy! It's just, you see, he... Well, I suppose you'd like to hear the whole story? Oh, very well. Then gather round. For over 100 years, I've been running and screaming in terror down Main Street at this very time. At this very place. Well, actually, gee, things sure have changed a lot since 1879. Hi there, I'm Bessie Harris. Pleased to meet you. Bessie Harris. Charmed. Bessie Harris. Well, technically, I suppose it's Bessie DeWolf, but I hardly consider my marriage to Alfred worthy of a name change. You see, very shortly after we were married, the charming Mr. DeWolf took himself off to Scotland to study medicine. For 2 years! Oh, well, when he finally returned, I found I'd fallen out of love with him. Don't look at me like that. It was the 1870s. A woman could fall out of love even then, you know. Well, anyway, he tried to woo me back, but of course I would hear none of it. Gradually, though, his tone became more and more threatening. Until one day, he pulled a pistol! Well, I screamed, ah! And I ran from our house, situated down by the inner harbor. I ran past Porter's dry goods store and the church. I couldn't find anywhere to hide. I went past the bakery, and finally I hid in the alleyway by that... Just go back a little bit.
The Baptist Church, Porter's dry goods store on the corner, the little blue house.
Porter's Dry Goods Store.
Porter's Dry Goods Store in the corner. Baptist Church, stuff like that.
I ran from our house situated down by the inner harbor. I went past Porter's Dry Goods Store in the corner, the bakery. I couldn't find anywhere to hide. I went past the Baptist Church, and finally, I hid in the alleyway beside the blue house. Oh, but he found me. He pulled the pistol. He pointed it at me. Put his finger on the trigger, and he pulled. Bang! And he shot me. Dead. The murder of a wife can do strange things to a man's soul. You remember that, sir. Well, anyway, from what I can gather after my untimely demise, Alfred panicked. He ran back to our house, up into the attic, and in his haste to dispose of the murder weapon, he dropped it down the wrong chimney. Well, the gun landed in the fireplace of the main parlor where his mother was sitting, and it went off again. Bang! Oh, well, thankfully nobody was hurt this time, but Alfred totally lost it. Well, instead of doing something smart, like maybe leaving the province, going back to Scotland, Alfred ran up to Acadia University and hid behind a tree. Oh, he's a well-educated man, my Alfred, but not very smart. No, of course, the authorities soon caught up to him and they dragged him off to the courthouse in Canfield, where I hear he actually hung himself before the case could go to trial. Well, anyway, I guess that makes me famous. Wolfville's first murder victim. Oh, I just wish I didn't have to keep reliving it over and over again. What was that? Did you hear that? Alfred, is that you? Alfred, no! Leave me alone! No! No! Ah! No!
2.
Look, 19th century? Oh no, it's happened. happened again? Oh, forced to relive it over and over again. And every time I run into you strangely clad future folk who always think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. It's just, you see, he's... Well, I suppose you'd like to hear the whole story? Very well. Then gather round. For over 100 years, I've been running down Main Street in terror, screaming at this very time, at this very place. Well, actually, things sure have changed a lot since 1879. Well, hi there, I'm Bessie Harris. Bessie Harris, pleased to make your acquaintance. Bessie Harris, charmed. Well, technically I suppose it's Bessie DeWolf, but I hardly consider my marriage to Alfred worthy of a name change. You see, very shortly after we were married, the charming Mr. DeWolf took himself off to Scotland to study medicine. For 2 years! Oh, well, when he finally returned, well, I found that I had just fallen out of love with him. Oh, now, you don't look at me like that. It was the 1870s. A woman could fall out of love even then, you know. Well, anyway, he tried to woo me back, but I would hear none of it. Gradually, his tone became more and more threatening, until finally one day, he pulled a pistol. Well, I screamed, and I ran from our house, situated down by the inner harbor. I ran past the Baptist church, past Porter's dry goods store on the corner, past the bakery, and I couldn't find anywhere to hide. But finally, I hid in the alleyway behind that little blue house. Oh, but he found me. He pulled the pistol. He pointed it at me. He put his finger on the trigger. And he pulled. Bang! Oh, and he shot me. Dead. The murder of a wife can do strange things to a man's soul. You remember that, sir. Well, anyway, from what I can gather, after my untimely demise, Alfred panicked. He ran back to our house, up into the attic, and in his haste to dispose of the murder weapon, he dropped it down the wrong chimney. Oh, well, it landed in the fireplace of the main parlor where his mother was sitting, and it went off again! Bang! Well, thankfully nobody was hurt this time. But Alfred, he totally lost it. Now, instead of doing something smart, like leaving the province, maybe going back to Scotland, Alfred ran up to Acadia University and hid behind a tree. It's a well-educated man, my Alfred, but not very smart. No, the authorities soon caught up to him, and they dragged him off to the courthouse down in Cantville, where I hear he actually hung himself before the case could go to trial. Well, anyway, I guess that makes me pretty famous. Will Phil's first murder victim. I wish I didn't have to keep reliving it over and over again. What was that? Did you hear that? Alfred? Is that you, Alfred?